Language 英语，
英语改变生活。
Hello, everyone. You're listening to a pre-intermediate lesson on open language. This is Chris.
And I'm Adam.
Happy New Year, Adam.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Chris, Happy New Year.
Where have you been, man? New Year's was 2 months ago.
I disagree. Actually, we have the New Year's that happened 2 weeks ago, but there is another New Year that is quickly approaching, and that is the Chinese New Year.
The Chinese New Year.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've got a lot of things to talk about with Chinese New Year today. Maybe our Chinese listeners might know these concepts.
I'm sure they will.
But maybe they don't know how to use English to talk about them.
Right, and if you're not Chinese, of course, now you will have something to discuss with some of your Chinese colleagues or friends.
Okay, so let's listen to the dialogue.
Hey, Gao Feng, want to grab a beer after work today?
Sorry, Rod. I need to go to the airport to pick up my parents today. They're coming to Shanghai for the Chinese New Year.
Oh, right. I totally forgot about Spring Festival. What are your plans? Will you be traveling?
Oh, God, no. It's the worst time of the year for traveling domestically. Not just crowded, but expensive.
So then, how are you going to ring in the New Year?
Well, on New Year's Eve, we will probably eat a big meal, set off firecrackers, and watch a CCTV New Year's special. I haven't seen my family in ages.
Will you be getting lucky money?
I wish. I'm an adult now. Now I'm expected to give the lucky money.
Ouch. That's got to hurt the bank account. By the way, what year is it?
It's the year of the goat. Actually, I was born in the year of the goat. So, according to tradition, I'm supposed to wear red underwear every day of the Spring Festival.
Whoa, TMI, buddy.
Okay, so we've got two guys at work today, and one of them is Chinese, and one of them is probably not Chinese.
Right.
And the probably not Chinese asks Gao Feng if he would like to grab a beer after work.
Right. So you hear this expression very often, to grab a something. Grab a beer. You could say to grab a drink, to grab a bite. And it just means maybe very quickly. It's not a long time, but you just go out and quickly do something together.
Together, usually. Right. That's the important part.
Have a drink together. Have a meal together, eat something together.
Okay, unfortunately, this time they can't grab something together. Our Chinese friend has to go to the airport. What does he have to do at the airport, Chris?
He needs to pick up his parents today.
He needs to pick up his parents.
Yeah. So to pick someone up, usually this refers to if you're picking up friends, or in this case, your parents, it means you're just going to get them at the airport. You're going to meet them, at the airport to bring them home, for example.
The meeting part, I think, is the most important.
Right.
I mean, maybe you have a car, maybe you don't have a car.
Yes.
Maybe you've got a bicycle.
Exactly. And so there's only one other context, one other way you might hear this, to pick someone up. And what is that, Adam?
I don't know why you're asking me.
Yes. Well, because I'm married.
Having no experience here. A lot of guys like to pick up girls.
Mm.
Now, of course, a lot of girls like to pick up guys.
Definitely goes both ways.
So in this case, when we're picking up someone, maybe we are...
You're trying to get a date.
You're trying to get a date.
To get them to go out with you.
Right. So maybe we're at a restaurant or a bar or the supermarket.
Right, and you would approach a woman or a man and you'd say, hey.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your animal year?
Exactly.
Okay, we'll get to that in a bit first. But our non-Chinese friend has remembered that it is the Chinese New Year, which is also called...
Spring Festival.
Okay, Spring Festival.
Right. So they call this Spring Festival because usually Chinese New Year is late January or... anywhere from late January to middle or end of February. So it's supposedly the start of the spring, although it's still pretty cold weather.
It's still pretty cold. So we are used, in the West, we are used to having a fixed day. It's one day is the new year. But in China, it moves around quite a bit.
Correct. So it's actually a whole week of celebrations and events, and different days have different meanings. It's a festival.
It's a festival. And it is a traveling nightmare.
Right.
Especially if you are traveling domestically.
Exactly. And so if you are traveling domestically, that means the word domestic means within the same country.
Mm.
So locally, traveling locally or domestically.
Locally.
Instead of traveling, of course, internationally to another country.
Right. I think domestically refers to home.
Right.
It's your home country.
Your home country, your home area.
Okay. So no way. We are not traveling this year. It's crowded. It's expensive. Forget it.
Right.
So in this case, how are they going to ring in the new year?
Yeah. So to ring in the new year, this is really only a phrase you hear, I think, with the new year.
Right.
It could be the sort of Western New Year, January 1st, or it could be, in this case, Chinese New Year. But to ring something in, it's basically saying, how will you celebrate? How will you spend your time, you know, celebrating the new
year? Maybe welcoming.
Welcoming the new year.
Yeah. But you wouldn't say ring in your birthday.
No, and you wouldn't ring in Christmas or other holidays.
Father's Day.
It's really just the new year.
Okay. So keep that in mind, guys. That's a fixed expression. Okay, so on New Year's Eve, what are they going to do, Chris?
So they're going to do lots of things, including eat a big meal, but they'll also set off firecrackers.
Okay, a lot going on here. Set off.
Yeah, so to set something off just means to use it, basically.
Use it.
To, you know, maybe activate it, in this case, a firecracker.
Use fire to activate the firecracker.
Right, and so a firecracker is... you know, they're the small red things that make a lot of noise and make a big bang when you set them off.
Okay.
And that's contrasted with
a firework,
which are, those are visual. So they're the things that explode in the sky, lots of colors and also good sounds.
Okay. So very, very beautiful.
Yeah.
But firecrackers are really just about noise.
Firecrackers are about noise. And especially in China, firecrackers are much more, I think, popular than other parts of the world. It's more tradition. The noise scares away ghosts and things like that traditionally. Whereas in the West, usually fireworks are more popular because you can all sit and watch them.
And watch them.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of watching, after we set off firecrackers, we're going to watch the CCTV New Year's special.
Right.
So CCTV, is this closed circuit television?
No. So CCTV in China means China Central Television.
Okay,
TV.
So this is the state run TV company.
Exactly. And so if you say a New Year's special, you'll often hear this word, a special that's on TV. It just means a program. And usually it literally is a special program. It's something unique, maybe on a particular day for a holiday. In this case, New Year's Day.
Okay, so they probably have singers, dancers.
Singers, dancing. And in China, this is a very famous big deal. So there's one television show that's on every New Year's, and everybody typically watches it.
Right, and I think in America, we've always had a New Year's special from New York.
Right.
And we always see the apple is dropping.
Yes, the apple or the ball is dropping.
Eight. Yeah. That's right.
Exactly.
Okay, and another great part about the Chinese New Year is getting lucky money.
Yes, getting lucky money is a good part, but giving lucky money is not always such a fun thing.
That's right. So wait a second here. Maybe our Chinese listeners are smiling to themselves, but what is lucky money?
Yeah, so lucky money, it's traditional. It's part, you know, on Christmas, in many countries you give gifts. In China, you know, Chinese New Year is the big holiday. And
that's
so
right.
Instead of giving gifts or presents, you give money in a little red envelope, and we would call it in English lucky money.
Lucky money.
Yeah, and so usually it's kids that get lucky money, and that leaves you and I with the job of doing what, Adam?
Well, we have to give it. We are expected to give it.
Right.
So this means that we should give.
Yeah, so if you're expected to give money now, it means that especially other people think you're an adult, you should give other people, you should give especially children or your relatives now money because you should be earning money.
Okay, and our foreign friend says, ouch.
Ouch.
Ouch, that's gotta hurt.
Right. And so this expression, ouch, you'll hear this a lot. It just means, oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if something hurts, you know, it's kind of you're expressing, ooh, I feel your pain.
I feel your pain.
Yeah.
Yeah. And here, the pain maybe isn't on the body, but the pain is from the bank account.
Yeah. So that's got to hurt the bank account.
Okay,
that just means the bank account is losing money because you're having to pay it all as lucky money.
That's right. Okay. And then our non-Chinese friend asks our Chinese friend, what year is it?
Yeah. And so this year, it's the year of the goat.
The goat.
Yep. And so, of course, in Chinese tradition, there are actually 12 different animals, and each year, each new year, is represented by one of these animals, and it goes every 12 years. It completes a full circle. So this year is the year of the goat.
The goat.
Right.
And I am from the year of the pig.
Right, and I am actually a goat.
Oh, you are a goat.
I am a goat.
Oh, that's special.
Yes. And so in the year of the goat, because it is the year of the goat, I am supposed to wear red underwear.
Red underwear?
Yeah.
What is the story there, Chris?
Well, so it just means that if it's your birth year, if it's your animal year, then red underwear will bring you good luck. And you're supposed to wear something. So if you're supposed to wear red underwear, it means... it's not necessarily a person is saying you must, but it's a general expectation that you should do something.
Yeah, maybe this should comes from you and your feeling.
Right. I feel like I should be doing something. I'm supposed to do something.
But if you're expected to do something, that's maybe a little stronger.
And it's usually other people are expecting you to do something.
Okay, that's great.
And then underwear, red underwear. So it's something you wear under your clothes.
Oh.
So for men, of course, it's just normally
underwear.
Yeah. But for women, underwear can also include a bra or panties, or all of that would be called the general word underwear. Anything you wear underneath your clothes.
Okay. I'm starting to feel this is a bit TMI, Chris.
A bit TMI. It is TMI. And of course, TMI, this is a great casual phrase. Again, one of those words that makes you sound maybe more fluent than you are sometimes. But if you say, oh, that's TMI, it stands for too much
information.
So if somebody's talking about a lot of detail with underwear, for example, you could say that's TMI, meaning
TMI.
I don't need to hear everything about your underwear right now.
That's right.
More than I need to know or want to know.
Sure. Maybe they're talking about yesterday they went to the hospital, or maybe they're talking about the last time they went to the WC.
Right.
TMI.
TMI. That's TMI.
Okay, guys, let's listen to dialogue one more time.
Hey, Gaofeng, want to grab a beer after work today?
Sorry, Rod. I need to go to the airport to pick up my parents today. They're coming to Shanghai for the Chinese New Year.
Oh, right. I totally forgot about Spring Festival. What are your plans? Will you be traveling?
Oh, God, no. It's the worst time of the year for traveling domestically. Not just crowded, but expensive.
So then, how are you going to ring in the new year?
Well, on New Year's Eve, we will probably eat a big meal, set off firecrackers, and watch the CCTV New Year's special. I haven't seen my family in ages.
Will you be getting lucky money?
I wish. I'm an adult now. Now I'm expected to give the lucky money.
Ouch. That's got to hurt the bank account. By the way, what year is it?
It's the year of the goat. Actually, I was born in the year of the goat. So, according to tradition, I'm supposed to wear red underwear every day this spring festival.
Whoa, TMI, buddy.
Okay, well, everyone, we hope you enjoyed today's dialogue. For all of our Chinese listeners, we certainly do wish you a happy Chinese New Year. And if you're not one of our Chinese listeners, then now you know a little bit more about this very important tradition for so many people in the world. And be sure to remember, if you were born in 1979, like I was, wear your red underwear this Chinese New Year.
That's right. And you can order your red underwear at chrisisredunderwear.com.
That's TMI.
Oh, TMI.
TMI, right. Adam. TMI. Yeah. So thank you again for listening. Please tell us what your plans are and how you spent this Chinese New Year on our normal social media sites, Facebook, WeChat, Twitter. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Happy New Year's, guys. Bye-bye.